Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So you're spending this next hour with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, where we provide those extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. So make sure to check out our website at www.renovatingrescues.org. Okay, so we've got a great show today. I'm really excited. We've got Dr. Lori Hess, and she is an avian exotic pet vet. We're also going to be talking with Dr. Aubrey Fine, who's an expert in the bond between humans and animals. So I'm really excited to talk with both of them today. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Next time you're in their store, get $2 off your next bag of food when you mention the show, Gimme Shelter. Visit them at PetLifeStores.com. And also Wellytail Supplements, Wellytails, made in the USA, all natural ingredients to keep your pet healthy. Go to Wellytails.com and use code ALLPAWS at checkout to save 15%. Okay, so I am going to introduce Dr. Hess. She is a board-certified, American board-certified veterinary practitioner in avian medicine and has served at as a president of the Association of Avian Veterinarians from 2009 to 2010, active member in the Association of Exotic Mammals. She's graduated cum laude. I mean, just all of these amazing things, national, international, lecturer, and has written books. She's also on Animal Planet, the Martha Stewart Show, The Doctors. I mean, just so much expertise in this area. So that's why I'm really loving having her on the show today, because this is a whole new world for me to talk about birds and exotic pets. So Dr. Hess, welcome to the show today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get right started right away. So how did you end up, you know, I talk to a lot of veterinarians who are, you know, dogs and cats and horses. How did you get into these sort of exotic pets and birds?
Well, I was a regular veterinarian. I treated dogs and cats for a few years, and
okay.
I realized that after spending some time working with exotic pets, birds and ferrets and rabbits and rodents and reptiles and all the other fun little creatures I get to work with, mm-hmm. that in veterinary school you really don't get exposed to that kind of medicine. Veterinarians really get just a couple of days of medicine on each of these types of species, and yet they're expected to understand and be able to treat anything that walks in their door.
Wow.
So I decided I really wanted to become more knowledgeable, and so I went back and I did a residency in exotic animals and then became board certified in bird medicine just to be better able to take care of these very, very unique pets.
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't think a lot of people realize, like, to specialize in these types of species, I mean, it really is a lot of extra schooling.
Yes, it is. It really was. Okay. It was actually an additional 3 years beyond the 4 years of college and the 4 years of veterinary school.
I mean, it's amazing. I am always so amazed by the amount of schooling veterinarians really have to go through. You get to figure you're learning about different bodies and makeups of mm-hmm. several different species and animals. I mean, it's really incredible. So for people like me who definitely are not experts in this field, talk to me about what classifies a species as an exotic.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between exotic pets and exotic animals. All
okay.
exotic pets are really exotic animals, but not all exotic animals should be pets.
Okay.
So I get to take care of the things that are typically domesticated animals, things like rabbits, birds, rodents like guinea pigs and chinchillas and hamsters and gerbils and mice and, you know, a bunch of reptiles, nothing venomous or mm-hmm. deadly, and some other fun things like hedgehogs and sugar gliders, pot-bellied pigs. You know, a variety of things, but all of those are really domesticated pets that can live safely and happily in someone's home. And there are many pets, there are many animals, I should say, exotic animals that are not appropriate as pets, like venomous snakes or tigers or things like that. So there's really a big distinction.
Well, I want to talk to you about that. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about what makes a an exotic pet domesticated and which ones really could fit well into a household. I did have to say, I just watched a video where you were talking about taking care of wallabies, which are absolutely adorable, but I cannot believe that, you know, that it's possible they may make good pets. So everyone hold tight. We'll be right back with Dr. S.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044 and tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So I am talking with Dr. Hess. I'm really excited. She is an avian and exotic pet veterinarian. And before we went on break, we were talking about, there are a lot of opportunities on the internet to purchase exotic pets. And a lot of times that really doesn't fit well with people's lifestyles. And it actually may sometimes be putting, this pet in danger. So what I wanted to talk with Dr. Hess about are ways that we can make sure that a pet that we would like really fits within our lifestyle. So Dr. Hess, do you have recommendations on what people should do?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, with exotic animals in general, people run out and they impulsively buy whatever they see in a store or whatever their friends have.
Right.
These pets are really cool. They're colorful. You know, for parrots, a lot of them talk. So everyone thinks, oh, I just have to have one of those things. And they don't really think about what it means long term. I mean, on several different levels. You know, how much care does this animal require? How much time on a daily basis? Do I have the money to take care of this animal? If this animal is going to live 30 years, 40 years, what am I going to do with it? Who's going to take care of the animal if I'm not here? You know, do I travel a lot? Is this something that needs to be boarded somewhere? And if I don't live somewhere that takes care of, you know, snakes, what am I going to do with that animal? So there's so many different factors. So really talking to people knowledgeable about the species that you're considering, veterinarians, other veterinary professionals, veterinary technicians, breeders, reading about them on the internet certainly can help. There's some outdated information on a lot of these species. But really thinking it through, it's really important that you don't rush out and get something because you're going to be disappointed and you're going to lose out in the end. And then the animal is as well, and they'll end up in a shelter and no one benefits.
You know, I've seen news reports. I'm up in New England. It hasn't really happened around here that I know of, but you know, I'll see an alligator that's just sort of let loose and it's in the water pipes and stuff. And I'm wondering, is that because someone had purchased the alligator and then did not realize how large they were going to be?
Yes, and people get these little cute caiman species that look very small. They can be lizard-like at the beginning, you know, small lizard-like, and then they grow really big. But that's true of any species. I mean, people purchase potbelly pigs that start off at 5-7 pounds, and guess what? They're really not potbelly pigs. They grow into 500-700 pound animals, and if you live in an apartment, it's not the greatest thing to have. People have been evicted because of this, so you really need to think about all the factors. I mean, certain species require very, very specific environmental conditions, light, heat, temperature, space, and if you don't have that, you can't really provide for the animal, and you really shouldn't have the animal. So all these animals make great pets in certain circumstances, but not for everyone.
So the key is to really do your research.
Yeah.
My question is, so I am a huge dog lover. I'm wondering, what is sort of the dog of exotic pets? Is it the wallaby?
Probably not.
Okay.
You know, it's really hard to say because each species has its own kind of personality and qualities. And certainly, you know, if you look at birds, cockatoos are very, very cuddly and wonderful, and they're very socially needy, and they're kind of the dog of the bird world. But they also are very, very needy in the sense that they need to be around people all the time. And once they reach sexual maturity and they want to mate with their owners and they're not doing that, they can be very destructive to their environments. They can destroy your furniture, and they can also pick at themselves and damage themselves and cause, you know, bleeding and things like that. So while a lot of these animals are very, very giving and loving and caring, you have to look at the big picture and see whether you can really provide for the animal in the right way. Wallabies are fine pets for certain people, and for a wallaby, you need to spend hours and hours, and I do mean hours every day, particularly when it's little, socializing it because it's used to being in a pouch, and you actually have to put it in kind of a pouch, like a kind of a baby Bjorn type thing, and wear it and get it acclimated and socialized. And people are not really prepared to do that when they get a wallaby.
Well, you know, when I saw the video too, I mean, this young man, I mean, he really seemed like he was doing an amazing job. And he was saying, you know, it's in the beginning, they're feeding every 2 hours. It was really like a 24-hour job for him. It was quite amazing that he was doing this. And I have to say, I really did see a huge bond between the wallaby and the owner. So it was just a really touching video clip. So what I want to do is I do have a guest question about a cockatiel. So I want to take a quick break and then come back with Dr. Hess, and she's going to answer this question because it's a situation where the owner lives at least a few hours away from an expert, from a veterinarian that can help. So this is going to be really great information. So everyone, hold tight for just a minute, and we'll be right back with Dr. Hess.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get.
Welcome back, everyone, to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Just to remind you that this program is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Visit them at PetLifeStores.com or drop by one of their 15 locations. Mention the show Gimme Shelter and receive $2 off your next bag of pet food. Also brought to you by Welly Tails, Welly Tails supplements, all natural ingredients made in the USA. Go to wellytails.com, use code ALLPAWS at checkout to save 15%. All right, Dr. Hess, so this is the question that came in from a listener. He's saying that his 17-year-old cockatiel had a fit in his carrier on the way to have his nails clipped, and he's now showing symptoms of apoplexy, or maybe a stroke. And he said that the closest avian veterinarian hospital is 2 hours away. And so he's hoping, they're giving them fortified water from a dropper, and they've given him, so it's on the bottom of his cage with a cover on. He wants to know if there's anything that he can do or what we can do for him to improve. He's now able to stand.
Well, I see birds that do this quite often,
okay.
And certainly any bird that has what they describe as a fit could be any number of things, but the most common thing that we see, certainly any bird or animal could have a seizure, and certain times seizures are triggered by stress, but a lot of birds have atherosclerosis like we do, which is hardening of the arteries with fat like cholesterol and triglycerides. And just as we do, they can't pump blood through their blood vessels, particularly when they're stressed, like if they're being put in a carrier to go to the veterinarian.
Sure.
And they can't pump enough blood quickly enough to their brains, so they really just start to pass out. And it can look like a seizure. Sometimes they can have strokes. Birds certainly can have strokes like people do. And it's very, very hard to tell the difference. And we treat these things very differently. So if this animal had high cholesterol, we put it on drugs like Lipitor and other drugs to decrease cholesterol. And if it had a seizure, there are other medications that we use. So unfortunately, without having this bird seen by a veterinarian, they're really not going to be able to tell what to do. Supportive care like what they're doing with the vitamin water is fine, but it's not probably going to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the vet is 2 hours away, I would certainly urge them to go there to try to get some diagnostic tests done to really help this bird and figure out what's going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree. What I want to talk to you about is your websites, because I want people to go and check out. You have a ton of different videos. You talk about responsible pet ownership. People get to see some pretty cool animals. So I want to talk about your website, which is avianexoticsvet.com is your vet hospital's website. But you also have your other website, which is lauriehessdvm.com. And on that, Dr. Hess, you were saying with some different information?
Yeah, a little bit more about kind of the things that I'm doing at the hospital, but some other professional activities. And I'm excited that in the coming year I have a book coming out on all the wonderful animals and the wonderful people who own them that I have been able to get to know over the past 20 years. Very excited about this, and I'll have some more information in the coming months. But there will definitely be information about the book coming on lauriehessdvm.com.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to have you back. And I'm assuming that it's a whole – do you notice a difference between dog and cat owners versus exotic and bird owners?
There definitely is a difference. I mean, some of the people who have exotics, they're sometimes a little different. They're certainly as passionate about their pets as dog and cat owners. And sometimes I don't think dog and cat owners realize that you can get as excited about a lizard or a hamster or a canary as you can a puppy or a kitten. These animals provide the same kind of love and companionship and feedback that traditional pets do to their owners.
Okay, so we just have about a minute or so left, but I want to ask you, what's the most exotic pet that you treat?
Well, I used to treat primates, monkeys, and I don't anymore because I don't think they make good pets, but I have some experience with them. I've treated some very large reptiles, 90-pound snakes, and a Nile monitor, which is a 5 to 6 foot long lizard, and I don't think they make good pets either, but I have had some interesting experiences with some sick animals who I've tried to help over the years. But again, not all exotic animals make great exotic pets.
I think that's definitely the lesson that we've learned today for sure. So I want to make sure that everyone goes to on Dr. Hess's website, lauriehessdvm.com, and her other website is avianexoticsvet.com, where she, that is her veterinarian hospital website. Ton of information, great movies, great clips, a lot of learning materials, which I love. So everyone check out those websites. Dr. Hess, really a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Great. So we are going to be right back just a minute, and we're definitely going to have Dr. Hess on again to talk about that new book. So everyone hold tight. We'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm really excited about my next guest. I'm Dr. Aubrey Fine. He is a motivational speaker, keynote presenter, definitely a great interview. He's a native to Montreal, Canada. He's received his graduate degree from the University of Cincinnati in psychology. He's also been on the faculty of the California State Polytechnic University since 1981, which he's currently a professor at the College of Education and Integrative Studies. He's a licensed psychologist who's opened a practice in Southern California, specializes in treating children with ADHD, learning disabilities, developmental disorders, and parent and child relations. Now, what's so interesting about this is that Dr. Fine is also a regular monthly columnist in Dog Fancy and has been a guest on numerous TV and radio shows, including ABC, Animal Planet, the Discovery Network, I'm tongue-twisted today, and CNN. But what's interesting here is his interest in the human-animal bond and animal therapy, which began in the 1970s. So while he is working with his patients, he has noted that they begin to open up more readily when an animal is in the room. And so he's now a really big advocate for animal-assisted therapy, and he's studied in this field for over 3 decades and strongly integrates AAT, which we're going to talk about, in his research and applied practices. So it's great to have you on the phone with us today, Dr. Fine.
Thanks, Jill. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, great. So what I want to do is talk with you about now, you know, it's so interesting. I was just talking with my friends this past weekend. We were up in Portland, Maine, and I was talking to them about really my strong bond with my dogs. And whenever there's sort of a stressful event in my life, I just really gravitate toward my animals. So I'm wondering, how did you first realize that people really did open up more when an animal was in the room? And why is that? Why do we have that bond?
That's a great question. You know, I could define the bond, but I'm going to answer your question first with the first part of it. How did I figure this out? I got involved in what today we call animal-assisted interventions, with lots of terms like animal-assisted therapy, before this became a well-known issue. And to tell your to tell everyone the truth, I never had a pet as a child. In fact, the first animal that I had was actually a gerbil, and it was that gerbil that helped me discover what today people call animal-assisted therapy. This happened in about 1973. Yeah, we all need to realize that probably the leader, or sort of what I would consider the godfather of animal-assisted therapy, his name was Boris Levinson. He started to write about this in the late 1960s, and so
I began to do this serendipitously. I was a child that was afraid of dogs.
My mom
didn't like animals. And that's the most fascinating thing. I go from being afraid of animals to being called the living Dr. Doolittle.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
My life is totally enriched. But how did it all begin for me was, and it sort of answers your question, in the early 70s, I ran a program in Canada for children with learning disabilities. And it was a social skill program, and I had befriended this little gerbil that became my first companion animal, and I thought one day I would bring her in just to share her with the group of youngsters. And to my amazement, I never forgot one little boy who was sitting there very patiently, and today that child would have been diagnosed, in addition to having a learning disability, with ADHD, and he looked at me and said, "Can I hold her?" And he looked at me with very sincere eyes and said, "You know, I promise you I won't move."
Aww.
And I looked at him and said, "Okay, but you need to be really careful with her." And there he was. He opened up his palms, and Sasha laid in his open hands and sort of sniffed around and then went to his tummy. And I was, one, amazed that his impulse control was tremendously decreased, and how proud he was that Sasha befriended him. And from that day on, Sasha became a member of our program, and serendipitously, that's how I began my work in applying animals. So to answer your question, you know, why is it that we find ourselves comforted by animals? And you know, of course, many of us would say that it's that familial love. I write about this in my new book called Our Faithful Companions. I talk about the concept of storge, which is the word that means familial love, that we just connect with our beings. But I think the most interesting part that we now have been able to demonstrate with science, and this goes back to the early 1980s, is that when we pet an animal, especially one that's very friendly to us, it reduces our heart rate, so that our blood pressure goes down. Mm-hmm. And of course, now we've also recognized that by petting an animal, our cortisol level goes down, and so does actually the dog or the cat or any of the species of animals that you're petting. And cortisol is that stress hormone. When you're very, very anxious, it rises. So what they have found is that when you're surrounded by an animal that you really love and feel comfortable with, it's going to decrease that cortisol level. And in the last, since 2000, so I guess that's about 14 years or so, we're now really beginning to study what we're looking at, sort of the neuroscience of this. And today we recognize that some of the neurotransmitters change as a consequence of being around an animal.
And that really is absolutely amazing, that we have such a reaction to animals. Let's take a quick break, Dr. Fine. Come right back and continue our conversation. Everyone, we'll be right back.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Callers that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-caller technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So we are with Dr. Fine having an awesome conversation about animals and our bond with them. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Check them out at PetLifeStores.com or head into one of their 15 stores throughout New England. Visit them at PetLifeStores.com and get $2 off your next bag of dog food when you mention All Paws. It's also brought to you by Welly Tails Pet Supplements, made in the USA, all natural ingredients to keep your pet healthy. Go to wellytails.com and use the code ALLPAWS at checkout to save 15%. So, Dr. Fine, before we went on break, we were really talking about the ways that pets, not only do we have this emotional bond with them, but that they actually are helping us physically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I was leading to when I was talking about the neurotransmitters, and then I think we'll put it in plain English, one of the most unique neurotransmitters is called oxytocin. And really, the one way of looking at oxytocin is sort of what some people consider that love hormone that makes us feel connected. We hear a lot about it with our attachment, with women's attachment to their babies when they're lactating during breastfeeding. We get much more connected. And so, you know, one of the things that we can sort of look at is that sometimes being around your pets is almost like being in a biological spa treatment. You're gaining those benefits, and you're doing it because you're connected, because you have love. And I think the hardest part is that, you know, when I wrote this book, and although I wanted to talk about some science, a lot of the materials are mixed with testimonies and true stories, because I think, you know, Albert Einstein once said this probably better than any other person. He said, some things that count can be counted and some things that count can't be counted. And I think that one of the challenges is that it's really hard to explain that four-letter word love. And for many of us, we have pets because we don't really even think of all of these other benefits. Mm-hmm. We just love being around our animals.
That's right.
And for me, when I come home, it's like the Calgary Stampede is racing to the door. The dogs are barking. I have cockatoos, and the cockatoo is screeching, "He's home." It's not like my wife is running to the door going, "He's home." But it's that unconditional love. It's like going to Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
That's right. That's right. It really is. It really is something. You know, and I'm wondering, this is my question for you, and I want to definitely, I know that we want to talk about something really exciting called Take Me to Pooh Corner. My question for you is, Dr. Fine, do the animals feel what we feel? Do we have any studies that show that their health benefits for having a close relationship with us?
Absolutely. You know, that's a great question, because you remember I talked about the cortisol. I don't want to go into all these science terms, but the reality is that when you pet a dog and you're getting the cardiovascular benefits, mm-hmm. guess what? So does the dog.
They do too.
When you're connected with your animal, one of the things that they've also noticed now in research is that the oxytocin level in the animal is going up. So they seek us for the same reason we seek them, which is companionship. And I think when you talk about the human-animal bond, many people who write about this, and as I mentioned in the new book, Our Faithful Companions, we talk about the mutuality of this, because it is both sides of the leash that we need to talk about. For the bond to really occur, there needs to be that connection on both sides. And so the animals do get some of that benefit. And that's why in some ways, you know, we could talk about one of the reasons, you know, one of the theories that explains our relationship is animals acting as a social support, or animals with the attachment theory, that we have this need to be attached to another being. And it could be a two-legged being, it could be a four-legged being, it could be what I call a winger or a slider. It can be any of those that we have that connection with.
It really is amazing. And I think that, you know, what I find so fascinating is growing up, you know, when you were younger, growing up without any pets, without any animals, and now, I mean, really to to just know so much and for you to be able to experience what you've experienced, it's really, really remarkable. And I'm just so glad that there are people like you out there who are able to sort of sum up what so many animal pet owners feel and to be able to describe that. And those are the things in your book that I'd like to talk about. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back with Dr. Fine. And we're going to talk about that book and also Take Me to Poo Corner. Very, very cool stuff. So everyone be right back and we'll be right back with Dr. Fine.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So we are with Dr. Fine, and we're talking about that really special human-animal bond. And Dr. Fine has an amazing book coming out. It's Our Faithful Companions, where all proceeds go to this amazing charity that I want him to talk about. We're going to talk about the chapter, Take Me to Poo Corner. Dr. Fine, tell us about it. It's really, I've got a little look into it. It's pretty cool. Please tell us about that.
And I'm only going to give you a little snapshot of the chapter, but in essence, how did the name Take Me to Poo Corner come about? Basically, it's actually called Magic, Can You Take Me to Poo Corner? And several 9 years ago, almost to this month, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. And prior to the diagnosis, actually, 2 days before she was diagnosed with breast cancer, we adopted this little puppy named Magic. Mm-hmm. And it was remarkable to see the two of them throughout her period of healing after the surgery. It was this little puppy that sat with her vigilantly and encouraged her to get up and cuddled with her. I still remember my wife saying, I now know why we got her. She gives me the strength to persevere. And the beautiful thing that I remember was that every night they would hold hand and paw together. And 9 years later, very symbolically, they still do that every day. How did the title of that chapter get its name? I once talked with an oncologist. The book, the chapter is mixed with stories and again, some of the scientific background. And I said to a doctor who was a palliative care physician, why could animals help? And she said, you know, people that are really ill, they don't need Eeyores in their life. So the flip side of that is they don't need Eeyores. Do they need Winnie the Pooh? And so I combined the concept of taking you to Pooh Corner, that Pooh Corner for all of us is a place that we feel good, where we feel safe and we feel comfortable. And so for many of us, even if we're not ill, can our animals take us to a better place in our mind where we feel better because the love that they give us helps us through days that are good and bad?
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely, they do.
Right.
I want to talk about this book because all the proceeds are going to a very special charity. So can we tell people where they're going?
Right. The number one, they can go to Alpine Press. You can get the book on Amazon, but Alpine Publications is where the book is published.
Okay.
All the proceeds that I get for the book go to a scholarship I set up a few years back. It's called the PJ Heart Loving Bond Award, and it's a scholarship or several scholarships that we give out to students studying human-animal bond. We've given it to social workers. We've given it to veterinarians. And today's a special day for me, Jill. 3 years ago, another chapter in this book was dedicated to this dog. Her name was PJ, and 3 years ago today, she actually died. So the charity it's not a charity, it's a scholarship, and people that contribute will help the new generation of science people and clinicians who are interested in human-animal bond to take this to the next level. But I do believe that the readers will enjoy the book because not only do I want the readers to walk away with a better understanding of science, but they get a little piece of my heart with it.
And I can absolutely tell. I mean, that's you just sort of exude that love for both human and animal alike. So I want to make sure that everyone checks out your website as well, which is aubreyhfine.com. That's aubreyhfine.com. And make sure to really get that book because it's just such a special, special thing to be able to share such a bond with our animal. So, Dr. Fine, it was great having you on the show today.
It was an honor to be in New England.
That's great. Yeah, well, we love you in New England. So we want to make sure that we have you back. Everyone, check out that book, Our Faithful Companions. Check it out on Amazon.com and make sure to read that chapter about magic. So everyone, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to be back with you next week. And make sure to check out my website, renovatingrescues.org, where we provide those extreme makeovers for animal shelters that are really in a lot of need. So renovatingrescues.org. And I look forward to being with everyone next week. Take care.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.